Welcome to today's deep dive. What if I told you the secret to controlling artificial intelligence wasn't in computer science, but like in theoretical physics?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds completely wild.
Right. But we have this stack of fascinating research on the table today, and our mission for you is to unpack this massive shift in how AI is built. Specifically, we're looking at how Anthropic's constitutional AI isn't just, corporate safety theater. It is a literal application of theoretical physics.
It really is. And well, it highlights this deep philosophical divide in the tech industry right now. Like, if you look at a company like DeepMind,
Sure, they use a lot of cognitive neuroscience.
exactly, they approach building AI kind of like growing a biological brain, stitching together simulated experiences from the bottom up. But Anthropic's founders, Jared Kaplan and Sam McCandless, well, they are theoretical physicists.
Which totally changes the game. Usually, the media views AI alignment as this sociological whack-a-mole game where the model says something toxic and you just like slap its wrist.
Right, but they brought macroscopic physical discipline to the architecture instead.
But wait, I have to push back a bit here.
Yeah.
You're telling me they take physics meant for quantum mechanics and somehow code it into a chatbot. How does that even work?
Well, they do it by applying something called the AdSCFT correspondence. It's often referred to as the holographic principle.
The holographic
Height
principle. Yeah.
principle. Okay. So in physics, this principle suggests that you can have a three-dimensional volume of space, which we call the bulk, and everything happening inside is mathematically controlled by the two-dimensional surface wrapping around it.
Oh, wow. So like a 3D hologram being completely dictated by the 2D film projecting it.
Exactly that. They treat the AI as a thermodynamic system bounded by those same kinds of macroscopic laws.
Okay, so if they treat the AI as a 3D hologram controlled by a 2D surface, that creates a massive mechanical problem.
How so?
I mean, how does a tiny text document on the surface, like a constitution telling the AI to be harmless, mathematically rewrite billions of dense high-dimensional parameters deep inside the network?
Right, that is the big question.
It's like trying to change the flavor of a cake that's already been baked by just putting new frosting on the outside.
Yeah.
You need a way to actually inject the new ingredients into the crumb itself.
That is a great analogy. And to get that frosting into the cake, we have to look at McCandless's 2017 Stanford PhD work.
Oh, is this the stereoscopic depth perception stuff?
Yes, exactly. So they use a training phase called RLAIF, or reinforcement learning from AI feedback. Instead of using human raters to punish bad behavior, they use an AI guided by that strict written constitution to just constantly score the model's outputs.
But how does scoring an output physically change the inside of the model?
Because mathematically, this RLAIF process acts as an X-ray transform.
An X-ray transform. Wait, what does that actually mean here?
Well, when the AI scores itself using the constitution, it adjusts its own neural pathways.
Yeah.
The X-ray transform is the math describing how that single text rule on the boundary ripples backward into the bulk.
Oh.
Yeah, it actively weakens the specific mathematical connections that would have generated the toxic output in the first place.
So it's not just tweaking surface-level word probabilities at all.
Not at all.
It's actually physically reshaping the conceptual geometry of the model's interior.
That is the absolute core of it. It systematically eliminates the topological space-like, the actual mathematical real estate, where unaligned or dangerous concepts could even
The
exist.
space is just gone.
Exactly. And this explains why constitutional AI scales so predictably. They are carving out the inside of the model using boundary rules.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I mean, in a world of intense information overload and endless debates about AI hype, this research offers a totally different lens.
It really does.
It means AI safety isn't just guesswork or hoping the machine behaves. Under this physics-based approach, it's a structurally solvable problem of boundary-to-bulk mapping. We can actually constrain the black box.
We can. It is a brilliant translation of physics to code, but there's a fascinating twist here for you to think about.
Oh, lay it on us.
So this holographic dictionary relies entirely on the continuous math of theoretical physics. You know, smooth spaces, uninterrupted curves.
Right, but AI actually runs on discrete silicon chips and finite tokens.
Exactly.
So it's the smooth, infinite math of the universe colliding with the chunky, finite reality of a computer processor.
That's it, exactly. As these AI models scale to unprecedented sizes, you have to wonder, will the continuous math of the hologram eventually clash with the finite reality of computers? Where does the physics break down when the hologram is forced into silicon?